Back. But as you have seen on our WhatsApp status, but also on our Facebook page, we're going to be having our monthly chat with Bronwyn Bayman, the founder of Mindful Practice. And every month she comes in and she covers a theme, she covers a topic. And this month, for Women's Month, we're going to be discussing the art of empowerment. So Bronwyn is going to be talking about that. You need to stay tuned and stay locked, because right after this, we'll be chatting to Bronwyn.
Hey, Debs, good to see you, girl.
Rebecca, I am so stressed out. I'm throwing a party and meat is so expensive.
Don't stress. I'll let you in on my little secret. Think meat, think Brito's. You'll be amazed at the incredible choice, service, and best of all, such great value. Get to your nearest Brito's Meat Center. Visit britos.co.za. Brito's, the Cape's choice in meat.
And now, back to the music on KC 107.7 FM.
Lifestyle Show with Joe for all your trends, good music and chats.
I take it all away. I'm playing hard to get. This
RIP to Super Mega. That was AKA featuring Nasty C with Lemons Lemonade. You know, sometimes I still can't believe that he's not with us anymore. But yeah, life goes on. And 31 minutes past 11, we got to get into this chat with the one, the only Bronwyn Bayman. We usually get her in every once a month to come and speak about a very important theme or topic. And for August, for the month we know where we celebrate women and acknowledge women in our lives, we're going to be speaking about the art of empowerment. So without any further ado, good morning. It's still morning, yes. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for always.
Our show.
Of course.
It is August. It is feminine energy.
Yes.
It is Women's Month. So we're still sort of going with that theme of empowerment. And apparently it's an art, so I'd love to talk to you about that.
And that's why we're here, to listen how we can master this art, how we can understand this art. So I think to get into it, when we talk about empowerment, what is it?
Okay. So, you know, all the times that I visited you, we had a little theme every month where
yes.
we spoke about self-love, we speak about kindness, we speak about gratitude, we speak about intention. Now, empowerment is like the word that sort of brings it all together. Yeah, it's like all of those little topics feeds into empowerment and it plays a part into the journey towards empowerment. So empowerment really encapsulates all of those things as one word. And if you say empowerment, I mean, it feels like a powerful word, right?
Yeah.
So it's a culmination of a lot of little things that plays into that.
Mm. So it's like mastering a lot of little things to be empowered.
Yeah, yeah. It's like empowerment is like, say, like the roof on top of the house.
Yes.
And there's bricks to build this house. And we're going to talk about those little.
Okay.
What are the elements required to put the roof on solidly? There's different types of empowerment, but I think the one I want to focus on today is personal empowerment, self-empowerment. In my opinion, and when I wear the hat of a coach and healer, self-empowerment is the fundamental one. You can't really have the other forms of empowerment if you don't cultivate the self. So how do you do that is really the question. But I'd like to start off with what empowerment is not, so that it becomes clear.
So what it is.
Yes. So if you look at the opposite of that, it is when you feel disempowered, right? That's the opposite. You feel powerless. You feel very much victimized by your circumstances. Okay. You're in victim mentality. You believe that your life is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't feel in control. And so empowerment would be the opposite of that, of moving away from that I'm feeling sorry for myself and I blame everybody else for my circumstances.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
As the one end of the spectrum.
Yes.
And then you're moving towards the other end of the spectrum. Now that journey towards something, a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that's your empowerment journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the good news about empowerment is that it's available to everyone. There's not a person that it's not available to. Whether you want to make that a conscious thing or integrate that as a journey in your life is your choice, right?
Okay.
Some people do it unconsciously already. But what I'd like to bring to the attention today is how do people do it successfully, consciously, effectively over their lives, right? Over their lifetime. And that's not something that once you got the pot of gold, it's there forever.
Yeah.
It's something you have to cultivate.
Yeah.
It's like a muscle that you have to build When you go to the gym, the muscle gets stronger. When you on a journey of empowerment, you've got to flex that muscle as often as you can. And there's a couple of things that we talk about, the little bricks, the other conversations we've had, that's going to play into that.
Okay.
And all becomes part of your house building, let's call it that. Okay, to get to the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good analogy that is. So yeah, the good news is it's available to you. There's a couple of fundamental things that you can do to ignite and to make the empowerment part of your journey. So what does empowerment look like at the end of, when you're on this journey of empowerment, what are the characteristics that's going to show up in your life? I'll touch on a few. One is confidence. Your confidence is going to be high and get higher, and you're going to feel a level of control over what's happening in your life. You're going to stand tall. In other words, you're not going to walk around with sagging shoulders, carrying the weights of the world on your shoulders. You're going to flip that around. You're going to see growth and transformation. If you think about a little butterfly, how does that butterfly develop? It starts in a cocoon.
Yeah.
Caterpillar gets wings and becomes a butterfly. That's the journey of transformation. That is goes hand in hand with empowerment, right? And empowerment, ultimately, when you've reached that pot of gold, is when you feel like your needs have been met, you feel like your desires have been ticked off the box, and you feel you've reached certain goals in your life.
Okay.
So that's all part of the journey of empowerment.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the secret formula to that?
Yes. Samana, how do I get that?
How do you get that? Well, I think, you know, there's a couple of fundamental things, and they're not difficult. They're really, really simple. And I'm going to try to break it down for you or for the listener in the most simplest way. So it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum of how empowered you feel at the moment. You can take this information on board.
Okay.
First of all, if you are someone that is pretty determined to grow, then you're going to love this conversation because it's going to speak to you, right? Self-growth, yeah, goes hand in. It's a block.
Yeah.
It's a block in empowerment. If you are a person that you're okay with life, you kind of ticking all the boxes, you'll find this conversation interesting.
Okay.
If you're somebody that is really struggling in life, you should really be paying attention to this conversation because it's going to help you. Now, it's up to you to integrate this information. It's up to you to spark that level of, okay, if I'm going to do the same thing over and over, how can I expect a different result? You can't. You got to change something. And that change starts with mindset. So, of all the people in the world, majority of people have a limiting belief system. We all have it. We all have it. It depends what you do with it and how badly you want to flip it around. So most of us believe there's that little voice in your head that goes, I'm not good enough. My opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I have nothing valuable to add to the world. How empowered is that person going to feel if that's the voice that talks to them every day? Not very empowered. So start with that, the belief in yourself. That's where it's got to change. So how do you reinforce a more empowering belief? You create a statement in your head, flip the words around, take all the negative words out of the statement and say, my name is Joanne. I am the most positive, influential, vibrant, empowered person that I want to be and I strive to be every day. And you take a statement like that, whatever you want to say, put it in the positive words, and you make that statement part of your being. How do you make it part of your being? You make it visual. You hear it every day. You can record it on the phone, play it in your ear. You put it on your mirror, and you are then training your brain to believe that.
Okay.
Because how else are you going to believe something if it's not in your face, if you don't hear it, don't
constantly
see it?
Constantly.
You're making it conscious, right? And your brain, you can actually trick your brain into believing that. It's like a trick, but it's a conscious trick.
You know, and the more you say that and reinforce that in your life, the more your brain starts to believe that that's possible for you. Mm-hmm. And the more, little by little, you start integrating these little steps.
Okay. And until you are that.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's, and even when you are that, you're not going to be that.
Completely.
Because there's going to be,
it's
a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
But it becomes part of your being, beingness, right? So it starts with the mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely starts with the mind. Going to the mind is like going to the seat of the plant, right? It's like going to the operating system of your computer. You can buy the fanciest laptop. It's not going to work if there isn't an operating system in it. Right? And if you don't upgrade the operating system, how can you expect the laptop to work?
Yeah.
This is the same concept here. If you're going to talk about a journey towards empowerment, you've got to start at the seat of it all, and that is your mind. Okay? You've got to cultivate the thought that you are bigger and better than what your mind is often telling you.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? You make it visible. You listen to things that reinforces a different empowering belief.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing.
Sure.
Believe that you can. Yeah. Raise the internal bar for yourself. Okay? Do not depend on the outside world to raise that for you, because that ain't going to work. That's not sustainable. You got to raise the bar.
Yeah.
You're in charge of the operating system. You're in charge of planting the seed in your mind. Okay?
And just to speak on that, and why Brandon was saying, you know, if we are reliant on the world telling us or raising our bar, it's not sustainable, because what happens if they don't? You know, if they don't raise that bar, then you're always going to feel, I'm not good enough.
Mm.
Raise it for yourself.
Yeah. There's no other way around that.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at, I always come back to that. If you look at the most successful people in the world, in my definition of success, it is people that have control over emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual in their life. If you peel down all the layers, what kind of mindset do you think they had?
Mm.
What kind of mindset did Bill Gates have, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins? You know, if you peel that all back, it comes back to that. That's where you start. That's the seed. Got to change the mindset. Tell yourself a different story that is more empowering.
Yeah.
And make yourself believe that. Because if you tell yourself that long enough, the brain starts believing that. Mm. Yeah. So practice gratitude. Of course, we've spoken about gratitude many times.
Yes.
Because what gratitude does, it minimizes the negativity that goes on in your head. And you're triggering positive thoughts when I say I'm grateful for my health. Right?
Yeah.
You are that energy frequency of gratefulness takes away all the negative noise in your head. So what are you doing? You're making space for that energy of gratitude, which is so powerful. Don't underestimate that, because if you do it consistently every day, it changes the brain waves.
Mm.
And again, look at successful people.
Yeah.
What do they come back to? They practice gratitude.
Yes.
Right. So, but it's one thing to talk about it. It's a completely different thing to
do it.
And to do it.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. You got to savor the good stuff.
Mm.
Save the good stuff. That means pay attention to small little things that happen in your life that is really good. And then say thank you. Spend a little bit more time acknowledging that good things. Enforcing the positive. Get to know yourself better. In other words, get to know your strengths. What are you naturally good at? What do you enjoy doing? And do more of that, okay? Get hungry and get curious to get knowledge, to educate yourself, to look for the mentors in your life that can help you on this journey towards empowerment. And the number one thing that you have to do, this is the how. Find 5 minutes in your day, every day, for yourself. Before you wake, before you get out of your bed even. And if you have to jump out of your bed, come back to this 5 minutes where you just sit quietly, you close your eyes, you can play music in the background, calming music, and you focus on just, you can just say these three words, release, release, release. Focus on the energy from your head to your toes, and that brings cleansing and clarity and calmness. So you might say to me, Bronwyn, that is ridiculous. How can 5 minutes do that? Okay, well, 5 minutes done consistently every day is 1,825 minutes a year. That adds up. And if you then look at the value of the 5 minutes, it is becomes invaluable. Why? Because it comes back to you rewiring your brain a certain pathway that is going to open up new neural pathways in your brain, and these pathways is going to inevitably spill over to more fuel in your emotional box, your mental box, your spiritual box, and your physical box. Right? That's what the 5 minutes does for you. So just listen. Listen.
It's not just your ordinary 5 minutes.
No, but 5 minutes every day, it's a huge impact. And that brain waves that now operate slightly different because you've taken the 5 minutes for thinking of nothing.
Yeah.
That then activates the hormones in your brain, serotonin, dopamine. They give you the joy, they give you the happiness, they increase the flow, they increase the creativity. Yeah. And that is really your secret recipe for success. Mm. Do you brush your teeth every day?
Yes, I do.
How long does it take you?
Three to five minutes.
3 to 5 minutes, morning and evening.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't actually have an excuse that you don't have 5 minutes. Because you can cut down your toothbrushing by 2 minutes morning, 2 minutes evening. You already have 4 minutes. So are you going to skip brushing your teeth?
We are now neglecting our dental.
Not to the expense. No. But the point I'm making is you're not going to skip brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
So why would you not cultivate that seed we just spoken about?
Yeah.
This is one easy, free. All you need is grit. Grit and a mindset that this is what I want. I'm not going to... people pay lots of money for therapists to tell them this and then show them the way to do this. But I'm telling you, you don't need to go see a therapist. You can sit 5 minutes in your bed before you even put your foot out of the bed. Listen.
Release.
Put on calming music. Do it consistently every day. The 5 minutes becomes priceless. At the end of 7 days, at the end of 70 days, at the end of 7 years. Can you imagine that?
Sure. I mean, so, you probably get to a point where you cannot not do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it creates that flow in you.
Yeah.
And you will see things change. So there's a recipe. This is the recipe.
Yeah.
Grab the five minutes.
We're speaking to Bronwyn Bayman, owner of Mindful Practice, and just some communication on the WhatsApp line from Gabby. She's saying, good morning, Gabby tuned in, love you both, and big hugs. And then a message from 0333, there's no name here, but she's sending dancing emoji. So I am guessing that she's loving what you are saying, mm-hmm. and it's giving off a light bulb moment for this person. Yeah, 0333, please send a name through. The art of empowerment. Bronwyn, if there's someone that wants... more tools on this
I'm in the process of putting together a three-part little three sheets that talks about this daily routine that I'm the 5 minutes in a little bit more detail, the release. And if people really want that badly, they can give me their email address and I will email it to them.
Okay.
They can give it on the WhatsApp line now, but I'm going to sort of make it available on my Facebook page as well over the next few days, and then people can download it.
Okay.
Via email.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, how great is that? Like you just said, people spend thousands of rands to kind of get these tools and get these disciplines. But here we are giving it to you free of charge from Bronwyn right here on KC107.7. So thank you for sharing and for giving a very valuable tip that you can take with you as you journey through life.
Yeah, it's got to start with how badly you want to see change.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on the same or do something different. And this is the most simplest step. Just don't see it as Mount Everest. See it as one step on the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 5-minute today, another 5 minute tomorrow, another one the next day. And then see how your rate of climbing up that stairs is actually going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like a sprint, actually. because your growth is going to show that.
Sure.
But you got to trust the process.
Yeah.
You got to trust me.
Patience.
And have patience. Yeah.
Bronwyn, thank you so very much. We'll be connecting with you next month. Same time. Not necessarily the same time, but definitely the same space. But next month it will be. And thank you always for sharing
you.
With us.
And to all the ladies, have a fabulous rest of August. And do the things that serve you.
There we go.